Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather remains pleasantly mild. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day with clear skies. Jerusalem sees a few clouds, but stays dry and warm. In Haifa, expect a gentle sea breeze. Ai Lut will bask in the sun's warmth, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS. Earlier today, the IDF killed an October 7th infiltrator and a Hamas platoon commander in Gaza. The military stated that Nihad Arouk trained terrorists throughout the conflict and continued to plan attacks on Israeli forces and civilians. Also, Walla reports just in, on the fifth night of attacks, Americans have destroyed bridges. Iran claims to have attacked the Al-Tanf base in Syria in response to Iranian soldiers being killed. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that AI has unveiled the Hypnosis system. It's designed to disrupt and neutralize drone swarms using new soft defense technology. Separately, i24 News noted earlier today that the U.S. attacked a bridge connecting Iran's Bandar Abbas and Shiraz. CENTCOM confirms this latest wave, targeted surveillance and air defense sites. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports an hour ago on Hezbollah, describing it as a terrorist army that has held Lebanon hostage, armed and directed by Tehran. Here's what people are saying. Online, Middle East 24, a regional news source, posted just minutes ago that the Syrian government claims to have foiled a major weapons shipment destined for Hezbollah. They seized drones, anti-tank missiles, and rockets near the Iraq-Syria border. Joe Truesman, an analyst, shared earlier today that Palestinian media report the IDF killed Mohammed Taysir Obeid in Gaza City this morning. He notes that any official IDF announcements on this are worth watching. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, noted in a post from earlier that the U.S. struck multiple bridges in Iran to cut off supply routes to Bandar Abbas, a key port city. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Gaza, JNS reports that Nihad Arouk, targeted by the IDF, was a significant figure in Hamas's military strategy. His killing is seen as a blow to ongoing terrorist planning against Israel. This could potentially reduce imminent threats to Israeli civilians. Turning to the developments in Syria, Walla's report highlights a tense escalation. Iran's response to the American attacks on bridges has spilled over into Syria, targeting the Al-Tanf base. This base is a strategic point for U.S. and allied forces. The situation raises concerns over broader regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of the Hypnosis system by IAI points to technological advancements in defense. This new system aims to protect against the rising threat of drone swarm attacks by disrupting satellite navigation. Such innovation strengthens Israel's defense capabilities, crucial for national security. In related news, i24 News detailed the U.S. military's actions in Iran. The attack on infrastructure, including the bridge between Bandar Abbas and Shiraz, aims to weaken Iran's military logistics. This move follows recent escalations and seeks to limit Iran's ability to project power in the region. Finally, the Australian Jewish News provides insight into Hezbollah's role in Lebanon. Describing it as a proxy army for Iran, Hezbollah's control over Lebanon has significant implications for the country's sovereignty and regional peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Moody's continues to highlight concerns over Israel's credit rating. The agency cites geopolitical risks and the weakening of institutions as ongoing challenges. Separately, CTEC discusses insights from Protego Ventures' Lital Leshem on Israeli defense tech. She notes record interest from foreign investors in deep tech and dual-use technologies, suggesting a promising future for innovation. And finally, from Globes, Recent legislative priorities in Israel have overlooked important economic reforms. Deals made to pass bills on other issues have left critical economic legislation pending. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.